and then saying that you've been bullied. You are the biggest bully in Hollywood, and everyone knows it.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leon.
Hey, I'm Hollywood Leon, and welcome to Everyone is Terrible, the podcast where we discuss all the terrible things and people we see on TV. Today's guest is not to be confused with Crystal Connors from the movie Showgirls. It's from the Pretty Corrupt podcast, Stacey Connor.
I love that comparison. Usually it's Sarah Connors that I get. So I'm so happy that you went Showgirls.
Oh, honey, come on. Terminator 2 is a good one, but it Showgirls is iconic, you know?
Oh, so iconic. It's so good. Oh my gosh. And I love some Gina Gershon. So, I mean, absolutely. Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
We are back from BravoCon. We're wrapping up Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, wrapping up this exhausting season. We have news and gossip for you, but for now, let's start with BravoCon. It was like a fucking acid trip, you guys.
It went from a smaller con to like what originally Comic-Con was to now what Comic-Con is, like humongous.
That's exactly what it was. There was so many people. It went from 5,000 to 30,000. So many people, so many lines, so much money. This thing was expensive. I had VIP. It helped a smidge. The fans were fucking crazy. They stampeded the panels. I was like, you guys, you know, Meredith is doing a photo op and Marlo is selling Today Train Me t-shirts. It's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Then you're fueled by all these drinks, you know, like we went from brunch to BravoCon. So you already know what that means.
I mean, just,
we were half in the can already.
It's just continuation of brunch, right? Like,
and you're hitting the vape pen. Yeah. Girls are peeing in the stalls. There's like, it's a co-ed situation. There's unicorns everywhere. To see Kathy Hilton, it was like a sea of people. It didn't matter if you had VIP, the SVIP, the ZVIP. I called it the ZVIP. Because it was like SVIP and you paid like over $1,000 for it. Meredith Marks and Brooks Marks. And I didn't even get to suck the white privilege out of Brooks Marks's asshole, which like I really wanted to. And I'm like, you just got white privilege radiating out of that little pink butthole of yours, right? Oh, God. But I did see Sutton. I saw Marlo. Of course, Shep and all them were walking around freely. And we've also been watching American Idol for 10 years or 20 years and The Fucking Voice. So we know when somebody cracks, Candace. She did not sound good on Watch What Happens Live. Melissa Gorga was the only one smart enough to lip sync. Yes. Kenya sounded so fucking bad singing Gone with the Wind. She just stopped singing at one point.
Yes.
I was like, you guys, Bravo is a motherfucking mess. And I love it.
We love it.
Love it. I had such a good time at BravoCon. Mostly at Watch What Happens Live. I had like 75 margaritas. BravoCon was cool. But you guys, there was so much happening. It was like being in a like a six-sum, right? There was like a big cock over here and then a gorgeous other cock here. There was something in my butt. There was something in my mouth. There was someone trying to get in through the side of me. And then someone's walking through the door. And then I'm like, what's happening?
Somebody in the corner with a camcorder.
Like masturbating, voyeurism. I'm just like, this is a lot. There was a lot of attractive people. I know there was a Bravo orgy later on at the Eagle that night.
Just one?
Sonia Morgan showed up.
You know there's more than one.
When I saw Sonia Morgan on one of my friend's Instagram stories and he was at the Eagle at 4 a.m., I was like, were you guys literally sucking dick and look up and then just Sonia Morgan? And they were like, pretty much, pretty much, pretty much.
You know what? That really should be, BravoCon would be a great place for gigolos to really hang out at, because they would get so much sex work, like, honestly. Oh my,
from all the women, and then all the gay guys are already like, they're already planned for that night. So it's like, the girls are going to need some D. There's so much, pick your chip.
So many horny single women and horny, you know, horny undersexed housewives.
Exactly.
Like, they're going to take it up. I mean, it is like the RNC for housewives. Like, there you go.
They're like, we've been filling up on Luke from Summer House all day long, and now we want to get pounded at the bar after BravoCon.
I'm sure Shep and Austin did their duties as much as they possibly could.
Oh, I'm sure they had to take some sort of tetanus shot on the way home. So, anyways, let's get into some news. Speaking of Real Housewives of Orange County, Heather Dubrow sells her fucking house for $55
million. $55 million. And my first thought, and other people brought this up too, was what about your big child embryo tree glass thing? Like, are you going to take that with you? Like that's, and everything that you specially made, your Champs button, like.
Built it for 22 and sold it for 55. Like, you guys do the math.
You'd be happy. I'm fucking jealous. I'm jealous of everything.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, please. I'm so jealous of her money. Being this rich, being a housewife, being married to a plastic surgeon, free Botox all the time. Like, this is second best to not having the acting career that you wanted.
In other news, Ramona calls the new legacy show the Loser Show.
Well, isn't she on it?
No, she's not. She hasn't been asked back. Andy said at BravoCon that she is not employed with Bravo right now. Yeah, Roni is dead, and they have hired a whole new team of women to be the new Roni cast.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused. So it's not called Roni anymore, it's Roni Legacy.
There's two of them.
Okay, so
Roni is a whole new cast of girls now.
Okay, yes. All right, then I'm correct on that. And then Legacy is supposed to be some of the old people.
A new show with like the OGs.
I also feel like the Legacy, like how can it be really good? The people who they're going to bring back are people they didn't want to renew anyway. So what are you going to call it? The Loser Show? The Loser Legacy?
Ramona.
The Loser Show? And I was like, she's not wrong. But she is a monster. As far as the free-flowing river, Andy publicly apologizes for being really smug with Garcelle and her feelings and her reactions. You know, the Fox Force 5, whatever the fuck you guys call it on Twitter, you know, they were all giggling and laughing and, oh, you're the one who threw the book in the trash. Oh, Lisa Rinna, it was you. Oh, and over here, like, this beautiful Black woman is sitting there with tears in her eyes, and no one has said a fucking word to her. Like, are you okay? I'm sorry that you spent months and months and maybe even a year putting all of your body of work into that book, and there's people over here just fucking laughing it off. Your boss is kicking. Like, it was just fucking gross. I'm glad he apologized.
Oh my God. Well, she is one of my Sagittarius sisters, and I love her. I've loved her. Her entire career. Like, she's, when she was coming on the show, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I love her so much. And so watching her continually get disrespected all season long has been hard. And then watching that, I had to rewatch it over again, just because I was like, did that really just happen? Lisa Rinna taking this picture, and that this picture had been floating around amongst other cast members behind your back.
In a group chat without you.
Yeah. And then somebody else decided to use it. And then the main talking point isn't about how shitty that this picture was and that this was sitting around behind your back. We were just talking about recycling, and your boss is the one who's co-signing on this stupid chat. It's
mean girls.
It's so mean girls. It's so, like, literally the feeling I get is like just that feeling. I don't know if you were bullied in school, but like,
when yes, you, and I know what you're talking about.
When you would get,
you're helpless.
Yeah, that feeling of like when you're bullied in front of the entire class, and like even your teacher doesn't do anything. They may not be involved in it, but they see it happening, but they just don't stand up for you or just say, stop it. And that's the feeling I felt, and that I saw kind of like in her eyes. And I just, and even like Sutton sitting there, and I know Sutton's apologized for her behavior, I mean, or lack of behavior during the reunion, but just that Sutton just didn't say anything or didn't even touch her.
Sutton, I saw her at BravoCon at the Watch What Happens live taping, and she spoke up, apologized to Garcelle in front of everyone and said, I should have spoken more. Like, she's not mad at me and she didn't say anything, but I'm saying, as a friend, I should have just spoken more about it. I should have been more vocal. And I think, honestly, that it's pretty simple. Like, I don't understand all the kerfuffle most of the time, because I'm like, you guys, it's really not that hard to get along with some of these women. Some of these women are so 1, 2, 3. Like, for Teresa, it's blind loyalty. Yeah. It's fucking The Sopranos. It's about family. I don't care if the sky is fucking blue. I said it was purple. You're right. It is purple. Fuck you if you say otherwise. It's just so simple. Kathy, the same fucking thing. Your sister's the devil. No, my sister is not the devil. She is not the devil. Do not call her that. That's what Kathy wanted from Kyle. Kyle's over here all scared. Like, this is why Kim and Kathy have a fucking problem with you. It's not that hard. It's not that hard, in my opinion. So I'm like, yeah, you guys, we just need to be a little bit more, like, let's be more self-aware. Notice when your friend is crying. Notice when your friend is going through something. Notice when someone is lying. And we will get into it, because I do think Kathy said the F word. So, you know, it is what it is. Should we just get into it now?
let's go ahead. Let's rip the Band-Aid off, because yes.
Let's wrap up Real Housewives, the reunion part 3. You guys, this has been an exhausting season. And before we get into, like, you know, Erica, like, being a great villain and Lisa Rinna being kicked off because we don't want her, let's talk about Garcelle real quick. I know that we both love her. Me and Stacey right here, we love her. But I do want to talk about some things that people have been bringing up against Garcelle. And I don't like to be very one-sided. I like to look at both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. You know, whether the other side is disgusting, I'll still peek over. So the thing that I didn't get about Garcelle is why she put Lisa Rinna in the book in the first place. Like, I didn't get why she had to put that part about Lisa Rinna's child in the book, though. It was just confusing. I just want to talk about it. I'm mad at Garcelle. I just want to talk about it with you. What was that about?
I don't really 100% get it, because also, I mean, I'll admit I haven't read the book, but also it wouldn't be in there because she took it out back.
Regardless, I'm pissed because I have to now rewrite my book, go back to my editor, go back to distribution. This is a lot of money just to fucking appease Lisa Rinna, who is fucking so ridiculous. I was abused. No, I was getting attacked. Well, it was dark. Like what? Shut the fuck up.
But this is my thing. Like, and I used to love Lisa Rinna. I don't really like her anymore.
Yeah.
But that's also because, but luckily I'm not heartbroken because I never thought that highly of her in the first place.
We're talking about reality stars.
Exactly. Like, no, we're not talking about Jesus Christ here. So come on. So, but with the book, what I remember from last week, what I took it to be, was that the Garcelle was, what she wrote about Amelia was what literally had been talked about on the show already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she was just recounting what they talked about on the show.
Which I totally get, but I just don't get why she had to put that in there. It wasn't even that significant, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I would have to see in what context it was in the book, but we're not going to get to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then I questioned Rinna. I was like, well, what big of a deal was it then? Rinna does things truly, you know, it truly is. I can talk about you and your family and your skeletons and your stuff, but don't you dare fucking talk about mine.
Oh yeah, she loves to do that. She loves to be like, oh, you know, like when she got drunk and told Sutton to get the fuck out and said, I will hunt you down and shit. And then later on was like, I was drunk, let's forget about it. It's like, no, just like Erica, we're not going to forget about the fact that you were like, I don't give a fuck about anybody but myself. Oh, get the fuck out of here, Jax. Like, we know you were drunk. You're still an asshole.
Yeah.
And like, we're still going to be mad at you. And it's not just like, oh, like Garcelle said, you know, they apologize right away. So then when you keep going, you look like the crazy person. That's called gaslighting. That's fucking called gaslighting. Mm-hmm. And just because you said sorry doesn't mean, like, you literally just punched me in the face and then said sorry afterwards. Like, it doesn't work like that. My face is still hurting.
Yeah. And you can't.
It's so weird.
You can't just keep on punching me in the face and keep on saying sorry every time. Like, that's not how this works. No, because also, I literally every single season, I think we could count every single reunion, Rinna says, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Yeah. Bitch, we're all human. We're all works in progress. But we need to start seeing some progress here.
What about Erica going, I don't want to become hateful and mean.
God, you're already there, girl.
Girl, you're way past that, okay? Like, you know what? I'd rather hear about you getting pounded in Hancock Park, okay? Yes. I want to know about the team, who's on it. Like, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, she's such a villain. She's such a villain, but I'm not done with her. I don't want her to leave Real Housewives. Yeah. Like, I still need to see this out. Rinna, not even Andy was buying her sob story. He was like, really? Mm-mm. Oh, because the lights were on. Okay, but out of everything you've seen, that really was what pushed you over the edge? Like, didn't you try to choke Kim in Amsterdam? Like, you literally tried to put your hand around her throat. Like, what is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
And Kathy came in hot. She was like, oh, I did what Lisa Rinna does and deleted it 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. I was just like... even when she was like, your contract was coming up, Erica was like... Even Erica was laughing.
All of them were like, oh, you mentioned contracts? Like, she was like, oh.
We didn't get enough time of Kathy dragging everyone. She came in hot. She read Lisa Rinna to filth. She went down the name. She even threw Camille Grammer in there, mm-hmm. and then goes, you want to talk about being bullied? You're the biggest bully. Lisa Rinna, you know her ass was crying in the dressing room. You know she was.
100%.
And I am fucking happy about it. Cry, bitch, cry.
It was more than just that single tear from the bunny. She was like, she lost all of her makeup. That wig fell off so fast. Like, she was done. Like, I mean, Kathy had a meltdown that night. I think, yes. I believe that she said the word. I believe that she said it.
Yeah.
From also people that I know.
I think she said it too. And like, and I'm not saying it's okay.
No.
I'm not saying I'm happy about it. What the fuck do you want me to do about it though? She's right. Kyle is a martyr. Erica isn't fucking credible. And Rinna's a bully. She's right, though. Look,
a broken clock is right twice a day. Like, it's what I always say. Also, look, if the Caribou Club is saying, we're not going to say anything about it, we're not going to go public about this stuff, we're not going to hold somebody accountable, then whatever. If she decides that she admits to herself that she said the word and she's never going to say it again and that she's going to change herself, then there we go.
Let's be real about it. Like, every straight person has said that word. I grew up in fucking seventh grade when everyone was like, that's gay. Doesn't make it okay. I'm not happy that Kathy said it. Am I holding her feet to the fire? I don't have a fireplace to do that, you guys. I wish I could do the same for Kyle. Mm-hmm. I want to tell Kyle, where's the energy that you had when you were fighting with Brandy for Kim? Like, when you got up off the couch, like, where's that energy towards Rinna? It's between you and your sister. But you guys, Lisa Rinna brought this hurricane. Mm-hmm. Lisa Rinna brought it. And you're not mad at Lisa Rinna at all. That's what doesn't make sense. Basically, I'm in court right now. I'm being interrogated. And you are the only character witness. And you're not giving any kind of fucking testimony. You're over here going, oh, I don't know if she said it. I don't know if I wasn't there. You should be like, I wasn't there. She didn't say it. My sister doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though we all know she did say it.
Yeah.
I mean, even Paris. I love Paris. Love Paris. But she has said some gross things about gay people as well. It's Halloween, but we're not in Salem. We're not doing a witch hunt.
I mean,
but I do believe she said it.
We're in this time where most people can... If you've said anything, it's on tape or it's on Twitter or it's written or something like that. There's a record where we weren't in a time when that happened. So at least we were at a time where you could quietly learn from your mistakes. Now, granted, that also meant you could quietly be racist or homophobic or something like that. I don't think that's what Kathy was doing, but at the same time, let me get that straight. But also, I am a straight white woman in America. I don't believe that this is my soapbox to stand on.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about Kyle jumping down Dorit's throat? But she was like totally mute when Rena was calling her sister the devil. Like, I don't get that. What was she like? Stay out of it, Dorit. Stay out of it. What was that about?
You know, honestly, Kyle throws her anger in the wrong places all the time. That's what she does. She is, I'm not going to say that she's emotionally unstable. It's just that I think, okay, she talked about how she and her sisters grew up like biting and like punching each other and stuff like that. She's got, there's a lot of instability in her life growing up. I love to psychoanalyze people. Like, I am an armchair Bravo psychologist all the time. So
go for it, honey.
But like, they grew up in such a unstable environment. And I'm going to say emotionally unstable from the way that like they were raised. And it's kind of like kill or be killed. But at the same time, at least Kathy and Kim were always taught to like stay together and you protect the family.
Yeah.
And Kyle is kind of like, she might feel like because she was the youngest that she was kind of left out to fend for herself. And that's,
she's the baby. So she also has that like bratty kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it all just ends when your mother dies. And unfortunately, I am part of the Dead Mother Club and I have a sister. So like, I do know that it affects your siblings differently. Yeah. Like everyone has their own experiences. Everybody grieves differently. And I do feel bad that Lisa Rinna's mom died. Like, you guys, I'm not a total monster. But the thing is, like, Kathy made me fucking laugh this season, and she also came in with motherfucking facts. When she came in and read Lisa and named all the names and everything that has gone down, you guys, Bravo supported every single one of those claims with footage. We all know when Bravo plays the footage back. What does that mean? It means it's the truth.
Look, Hunky Dory was there with receipts. Like, and she wasn't Hunky Dory. She was there. She was Monique with a binder. Like, that's the energy she came in with. She's like, I'm not sweet grandma. No, like, I might have been that first season, what you thought part of like this season. No. Mm-mm.
Speaking of Monique, her and Chris are separated. Like, they're no longer together. Monique Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac.
I'm not surprised.
Are you watching Potomac this season?
Of course I am. I watch every. You know what? The only one I couldn't finish was Dubai. That's the only one I couldn't do.
I went on and off with Dubai as well. I did see Caroline Stanberry in New York. She was staying at the same hotel that I was. And I saw paparazzi outside and I was like, who are you waiting for? And he goes, some housewife. She called me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, Caroline Stanberry comes out with her gay husband. I was like, Sergio, you are fine as fuck.
Oh my gosh, what is she doing?
For Potomac, what team are you on? Are you team Giselle, messiness, green-eyed bandits, or are you on like Mia's side where it's like, this is scary, I didn't know, I was posting and just trying to, you know.
I am team green-eyed bandits all the time. I love my messy green-eyed bandits from day one. Like, I just like, I love Giselle so much. Like I said, I'm never a stan, but like, and when she's wrong, she is wrong. She's so wrong. She's wrong. But
they need to leave Chris Bassett alone, though.
Leave Chris Bassett alone. He's just stupid. Like, let's look.
He goes through so much being married to Candace. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Look, Candace and Chris are sweet people, but they are not the brightest bulbs in the box. Either one of them. Like, they're just not. Look, Mia knew exactly what she was doing. She has a history of doing this. She has a history of misleading people especially on social media, but in the public, to garner sympathy or to garner like whatever. She's going through something recently about her like husband's, about her business and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
That husband's best friend stole their businesses or something. I'm like, this is shady. This is so shady.
Yeah, she's just got, I don't believe half the stuff that comes out of her mouth. She's gorgeous though. Like, yeah. I think she's,
which
like,
is perfect for housewives.
Yeah. This is the thing. I think she's willing to admit, you know, okay, every housewife period is willing to admit stuff up to a certain point, and then you lie about certain things.
Yeah,
she's just lies about too much stuff.
For real, you need to slow down. Like, bitch, we got Google. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
We got Google. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everyone where we can find you. What would you like to promote today?
Well, you can definitely find me on my podcast. The Pretty Corrupt podcast comes out every Tuesday. You can follow us there at on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, Pretty Corrupt Podcast. You can also follow me on TikTok and Instagram at The Real Stacey Connor. And that is StacyConner. Because believe me, my entire name gets spelled wrong all the time. So
you guys go follow her. The podcast is great. Stacey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Liam. This is amazing. I loved it.
You're so sweet. You guys, if you listened to the last episode and you're listening to this one, I want to say thank you so much. I took such a long break and you guys have really came back strong with the love. So many fucking downloads the last episode. You guys are just making my heart so full. Do me a favor though. Tell your friends to listen. And please leave me a 5-star review on Apple. It helps so much. Please, please, please. I love you guys so much. I have lots of guests for the terrible winter. We're going to just nail everyone's balls to the cross. There's so much happening. Come see me. I'm Hollywood Leanne. It's my favorite day of the week. We'll see you next time, terrible kids. Bye.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leanne.